Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Wednesday, and I tell you, it is an exciting day, exciting another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to see what we are going to do today, I tell you. Well, you know what? If it was not for all of the other days leading up to this day, wow, where would we be? Where would we be? So we are grateful. We are thankful for the entrepreneurs. We are excited for you. We have many exciting opportunities for you if you're in the New Jersey area or if not. And if you're just one of those individuals who would love to travel to this area, we have exciting things for you that you can take part in, exciting things that if you could, you know, you never know. You may decide that you would want to be one of those people who can take part in some of the exciting events that we're doing. And so, want to know what you think about what's going on right now, what's happening around the country, around the world. There are so many wonderful things that are happening. And making sure that you're on point to do your business. And there are a lot of opportunities to grow your business. You know, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that we have to always balance is our time. Yeah, that's now, as an entrepreneur, I don't know about you, but sometimes it just doesn't seem to be enough time in the day to get it all done. So we want to talk this morning about how to balance all the activities that we have to do and still have time left to do the things that you really want to do. Now, I don't know about you, but myself and the others that I've spoken with got into starting your business so that you could run your own business. Part of it was that you wanted to have some control of your day, of your time. You wanted to have more time to do the things that you really love to do. You know, when you work for someone else, your schedule is not your own. They tell you when to come to work, when to take lunch, when to take a break. You know, can you imagine? You're at work and you want to take a break, but you can't. You have to, you're beholden to that organization that you work for. They tell you when to go home. Unless, of course, you get become ill. Now, of course, you leave. But other than that, they tell you when to leave, when to go home. They tell you what days to take off. They tell you which holidays to take off and celebrate, essentially. They tell you when to take a vacation. Yes, think about that. When you work for someone else, you have to do the things that they want you to do when they want you to do them. And so a lot of you started your businesses so that you could have your own control of your own time. And so what does that mean? Well, and now that you over here, you're finding out that your time is still controlled by something other than you, because you're busy, 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 busy. And I know that I run into that situation. You're busy filling orders. You're busy trying to promote your business. You're busy trying to keep accounting of everything that's happening in your business. You're busy trying to contact new customers. Busy researching new concepts, new products, new processes, busy networking. It's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So what's the answer? What's the answer? How can we help you out? Well, here on All About Entrepreneurs now, we do have lined up, not this month, May is almost over. There's just a couple of days left to this month of May. So we decided we would start out fresh with next month in June, and we are going to have you and others come to the broadcast and share with us tips, tools, and strategies that can help us in our business development, our business expansion, and our business growth, and just even in our business success. And so one of the things that we recognize that, and I recognize as an entrepreneur, business owner, especially for individuals who work other jobs and also have to run their own business, that person is really going to have some time issues. Yeah, you're going to have some issues with time, because you're going to find out that, wait a minute, you're going to say to yourself, this entrepreneurial thing doesn't look so good after all, because I don't have time for anything. Don't have time for my family. Don't have time for my friends. Hey, wait a minute. I don't even have time for myself. For myself. And so we're going to give you a couple of tips that may work. Now, these tips may that we're going to give you, they will, on the front end, they will take more of your time, okay? But on the back end, in other words, in just a little while, you will reap the benefit of what you have done on the forefront. And that's typically the way it is, correct? You do something now, and you plant the seed now, and the harvest doesn't come right when you plant the seed. It takes a little time. And so what I'm going to suggest that you do to get more time in your day is going to take some time initially. So for those of you who are tuned in to the broadcast, some of you know that I have an organization, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, and this is a membership-based association, and you can get in now. The membership is just it's a very low fee right now for the membership, but I'm going to give you the website. You're going to go over there, because on this website is where I am going to be giving many of the tips, like time management tips, things that you can do to have more time in your day so that you can have more time to do the things that you really love and enjoy doing. So I'll give you the website for that. Also, for those of you who are interested in writing your book, you know, as a business owner, it's important that you have a book. It's important that you, it's just important. I can't sit here and in these 30 minutes fit all of that in as to why it's important, but maybe on another episode or inside the members space, I have little articles on these things, why it's important to have your own business. And so why it's important that you have a book, why you, what will help you with your time management, okay, what will help you. But just on the surface, you know, to have your own, when you're an entrepreneur, your time becomes so important because now you have even more responsibility on you than you had when you worked for someone else. When you worked for someone else, all of the responsibility, at least 98% of it, was on the head of that company. That's CEO. But now you're the CEO. So now there's responsibility on you. All of the responsibility is on you. Unless, of course, you have other staff working for you or you've partnered with others. If not, then it's on you. And if you have this situation, then you have a time issue. You have probably have a time shortage. If you're the sole proprietor, if you're the only one working for your organization, and that's not good. Certainly, if you have a family, it's not good that you don't have time for them. Your children, if you have a spouse, just not good. If you have other family members, not good to not be able to spend time for them, especially that's why you got into this business, to have more time to spend with them. So things right there aren't lining up. And then the biggest danger is that you don't have time for yourself. You don't have time for yourself. And when you don't have time for yourself, that is definitely, definitely bad, bad, bad news, because who is taking care of the business owner, the entrepreneur, the CEO, the one that is making it happen, the one with the ideas, the one who is creative, the one who is coming up with new products and services, the one who is handling the customers and get. If you do not take care of yourself, then what about your business? So you have to find a way to take, as an entrepreneur, that's one of your major, major to-dos on your to-do list. Like if you have a to-do list of the things you need to do for your business, then that needs to be on the top of your list, is to take care of yourself. Because if you're not there, guess what? The business, all those customers you serve and all those clients that you have, if you have staff, those people are depending on you. And if you're not around, then basically you've left them hanging. And so as an entrepreneur, one of the things, main reasons, yeah, that we need to take care of ourselves. Now, when you work for someone else, absolutely you needed to take care of yourself as well. Companies have insurance, have health insurance. They want you to use it. Some companies have a gym and other fitness and health and nutritional type of information and sessions that they do. Why? They want you to come to work. They want you healthy for as long as you're with them. Now that you're the CEO of your own company, you may not have this certain type of health. health insurance, and you may have let some things be, you may have neglected some things. Well, it's time to, you know, pick up and get going. It's, you know, you got to take care of yourself because you are the CEO now. If something happens to you, you won't even be around. And your business will definitely, probably not go forth. That wonderful thing that you're working on and that wonderful thing that you do and all those people that you help will have to come to a halt. So, and rather not do that, it's best to go on and put in some health things that you can do to keep yourself healthy. So that's in managing your time, you're going to have to fit that in. Your the me time, you will have to fit that in now that you're the CEO. And that's, but that's like any CEO. If you were the CEO of Apple or IBM or Procter & Gamble, as CEO of Prudential or any other company, it would be the same. You would still have to do that. And as a matter of fact, imagine being the CEO of some of those major corporations and not taking me time. I don't know how they would do it because they have so many people riding on them, so many people who are relying on them. So they definitely have to take that time. And but you also, even though you may say, well, I don't have thousands of employees and I don't have, you know, million-dollar budgets, but you do have, all that you have is a lot for where you are. You know, a lot of times we think we should have more, but God will know that we are ready for more when we handling what we are, what we already have. You see, if we're not taking care of the hoopty, there's no need for him to, you know, provide for us the Mercedes. In other words, we must take care of what we have. If we can't take care of the one-bedroom apartment, there's no need for him to provide us with the two- or three-bedroom townhouse or house. So we have to take care of where we're at. So in our businesses, it's the same. There's no need to expand your customer base if we can't take care of the one or two or three customers that we already have. And we're going to have a hard time doing that if our time is not managed properly. So we have to manage our time. That's just the bottom line. The bottom line, we have to manage our time as entrepreneurs. And what I'm saying is, my bottom line here, my point is, in managing our time, we must fit in time for ourselves. Fitness, health, nutrition, sleep. If we do not take care of ourselves, what will become of our business? We must take care of our family. We're not going to have these wonderful businesses. Oh, but, you know, I had to divorce my spouse. I let my business, you know, get in between me and my spouse, and so now I have this wonderful business, but I'm about to go through a divorce. That's not going to work. You got too many of those already. Seen too much of that already. We know what the, we know what that story is like. We've seen the end of that chapter. We've seen, read that last chapter. No, we don't want that. We've seen what happens with children when parents aren't there to greet them when they come home from school or shortly thereafter, or pick them up from aftercare, who can spend a little time with them in the evening. So we have to fit it into our schedules, and so that means as entrepreneurs, we have to have a plan. We must have a plan for our day, just because, and even those of you who work from home, and that's even worse because sometimes when you work from home, such as I do, you are really scheduling stuff right and left. Now, I work from home, and I train, so I'm out the door and going to various facilities to do training and workshops. So you got to, or you work from home is even worse because then you're kind of lured into this sense of, I can work all day sort of thing because I'm in this relaxed atmosphere. atmosphere. I'm at home. But again, you cannot work 24 hours a day, you know, minus the few hours that you go to sleep. No, you can't do that. So what you have to do is you really have to you take the time, sit down, and make a plan. Now, yes, it's going to take time to do that because you got to put a lot of thought into it. It's going to initially, up front, it will take you more time. But on the back end, you will have more time because you will feel better when you get the proper rest. You'll feel rejuvenated. Your energy level will increase. You will feel better that you've spent time with your spouse or your children. So again, your level of motivation, your level of energy will increase by doing these things. So on the front end, yes, you got to sit down, think, plan, juggle some things around, put on paper various scenarios. And then decide on which scenario you want to implement. Implement that. If things don't work out, go back to the drawing board, find some alternative, and then implement that one. And continue until you find one that fits for you. So again, you want to make that assessment to see what it is you have, what it is you need. Just like when you go to the grocery store, you go to your cabinet or your refrigerator, you make an assessment of what you already have or what you need for some upcoming project or meal that you're going to prepare. Well, in your business, you want to see what it is you need, taking inventory of your life, rather. And you're looking at, what is it that I need? Okay, I need, what do I have? I have children, have spouse, have family members. Okay. And then I have myself. Definitely put yourself on the list. Because a lot of times we just worry about the spouse, the family, the children. And we never get on the list. So I want you to, okay, let's back that up. Let's put you on the list first. Because guess what? If you don't take care of you, there will be no spouse. There will be no children. There will be no family members, okay? So you don't go last. And this is not a conceited thing. This is not something where you're haughty or into yourself, but you know, it's like on the airplane when they say if there's a problem in the plane and we lose oxygen or we lose cabin pressure, they tell you that an oxygen mask is going to come out of the ceiling, okay, out of over every seat. And they said if you're sitting next to an elderly person or a child, put your mask on first, because if you can't help them if you can't breathe. You can't help them if you stop breathing. So this dear little child or this dear elderly person that you would desire to help, you wouldn't be able to. So on this plan of yours to restructure some of your days and fit in time for yourself and for your family and what have you, you are going to place yourself on the top of the list. And then you'll place your children and your spouse and your other family members. And you're going to schedule out, make a schedule for your various days. You know there's only 7 days of the week, so it won't take all day. You got 7 days. Then you'll do an assessment of the various activities that you have in a typical day, the routine kind of things that you know happen every day. Of course, there are things that are unforeseen that may take up your time where you could not plan those, but you will work your plan around them when they happen. When they happen, you may have to cut back on some things when they happen, because you're going to work your plan around them. But initially, the plan is for, okay, you need some me time. You need some time to meditate. You need time for prayer. We need time for Bible study. Yes, you need time need to read a book, need to stimulate the brain. That's how the brain is stimulated, through working. I posted something on Facebook about the brain being stimulated. You want to stimulate that brain, get that activity going, get that blood flowing. You know, so the brain takes up a lot of oxygen. Got to get the oxygen to the brain. It needs that. So you get the oxygen flowing and pumping. Now, another thing, too, let me just throw this in there about our time and our managing our time so that we can be healthier, so that we can run our businesses, okay? So you may say, what does this have to do with being an entrepreneur? Well, if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be an entrepreneur or anything else. So you won't be around, or you won't be physically able to, so you don't want that to happen. So we're trying to prevent that from happening. We've seen it happen to far too many people. And if it is preventable, why not prevent it? If we can prevent it from happening, why wouldn't we? You know, that's all a part of personal development and personal growth. Personal growth. I like personal growth because if you're going to talk about professional growth or spiritual growth, you still must grow personally in order to work on the other two. So that's all a part of personal growth. So take care of you first. That's first. Then work on the family. And if you're married, okay, for instance, let's say you have a spouse, you absolutely cannot just ignore your spouse and focus on your business. Everything is about the business. And then, you know, some people, then they make that excuse. Well, I'm doing all of this for you. And the spouse steadily says, I don't want all that. So you have to find a way to reconcile that. And the same thing can happen with children. Again, parents, they work so many hours all the day, all the time. And then the kids are like, but I just want to spend time with you. And they're like, don't complain. I'm doing this for you. And the child is saying, but I don't want that. You're not doing it for me. Don't tell yourself that. Stop telling yourself you're doing it for them. You're not. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it, and mostly because you didn't know how to stop. You didn't know how important it is to not do all of that. You're doing all that so you can hurry up and get done. But what happens is you never get done. There's always something more to do. There's always something more to do. So slow down. That work can wait. Put time in for four major categories. Number one, yourself. Fit time in for you. That's whether you want to take a walk, a jog, meditate. Make sure you get the proper rest, of course. Read a book, watch TV, go to a movie, whatever. Number two, you want to take time for your spouse. You have to make time for your spouse. Love on your spouse. Spend time with your spouse. Have fun with your spouse. Do some recreation things together, recreational things together with your spouse. You see, make love to your spouse. If you're a married person, it's okay to make love to your spouse. Eat dinner with your spouse. Just sit and talk with your spouse. Just sit there and don't talk with your spouse. That's all good. Then there's the children, if you have any. If you don't, well, maybe if you spend more time with the spouse, you may get some. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But if you have children or grandchildren or whichever, now you make time for them. Ask them about their homework. Ask them about school. Now, here's a funny one. Ask children about life, and boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you will get an earful. Any child, I don't care how old they are. Just begin to ask some questions about life and living, and trust and believe. You will be hysterically laughing, which is good because laughter makes the heart merry, is good for the soul. Yeah, laughter helps you. It helps you heal. It helps you stay healthy. helps you get well. So definitely laughter. And then the last one, other family members. You may be taking care of a sick parent or grandparent or other family member. Therefore, you want to be in the right way to do that. So you got your lineup, you got your priorities, you know that it's time to make time. And so we were talking about time management today on All About Entrepreneurs. I'm Coach Lalisa. I hope that this message has helped you a little bit. Again, there will be more information on the website for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, which you can locate on the internet by going to wleiassociation.wild.org. So you go to that website and you'll find information there that can help you. You'll find information there about becoming a member, being one of the members. There's different levels of membership. We're still offering the $20 membership for 1 year. That will end in December. That one will go away in December. So that option won't be there after. This is a trial. This is a trial year. This is for the very first year. And we're allowing people to do that for just $20 to be a member and to see what it feels like to be a part. If you've never been a part of an association like this, this will be a great opportunity for you to do that. There will be different things that you will get once you become a member. Coaching and assessments, some motivation, some forums. You have access to some forums and some other blogs and things like that. Get an opportunity to network with people, showcase your business, showcase your talent and what you're doing as well, because you know it's about connections. You don't know who you might know. It's all about connections. And so you want to connect with people, and before you know it, you're connected to someone else. And that's another way to expand your business. But again, before you expand, make sure that you have a system in place to make sure that you're healthy, to enjoy the expansion. And you'll never go where you're not yet ready for. Because if you get there and you're not ready, it's only going to be harder for you. So you don't really want that. You want to be where you are, enjoy where you are, on your way to where you're going. As Joyce Meyer once said, enjoy where you are, on your way to where you're going. And while you're where you are, make sure you do everything you can to take care of yourself and those that you love the most, and that you'll have time for them so that you can spend a lot more time with them. For those of you, again, if you you need to write that book, I am doing book publishing, workshops, seminars, different locations. So you can always contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Connect with me on Facebook to find out where the next place is where I'm doing the seminar. Also, many of these seminars now are done online. So for those of you who cannot get out to the live seminars or to a physical seminar, you can do the virtual seminars, and they're often live, so you'll get a chance to ask questions, make comments in the chat. You would just go to anymeeting, anymeeting.com/LilisaJWilliams. That's LilisaJWilliams. So you can go there. So I'm so glad that you tuned in. Don't forget, we're here Monday through Friday. Unless, of course, we have some type of technical difficulty, we're here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're lining up some of these wonderful people, entrepreneurs, who to be coming on the show next week, next month. We probably are going to be doing some interesting networking with the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners. I'm very excited about that. I'll have more to tell you about that probably next week. Next week, I'm very excited, though, about some connections there. And all of this, we want to help you. Don't forget to put on your calendar and reserve the date. So you got June 1st is a publishing workshop right here in the city of Newark from 10 to 1. If you can make it, if you want to write your book, if you're a business owner, you need to write your book. Or maybe you just want to know about what does it take to write a book. Maybe you never thought about it. Maybe you want to come and learn all about writing a book. So you want to come, it's $49.99 for this particular seminar. And that's on June 1st. It's this Saturday from 10 to 1 in the city of Newark. So contact me if you're interested in that one. Then on June the 8th, a workshop that I developed, it's entitled the Release Your Power Workshop and a Luncheon. And that, we have vendors coming, so we do have a few vendor tables still available. That's going to happen on June the 8th, also, and at the same location in the city of Newark. So both of those events will be at the same facility. Make sure you come to one or the other. The Release Your Power Workshop and Luncheon is just $10. Just $10. You're going to get a nice luncheon. You're going to get to network with some powerful women. You're going to get an opportunity to talk about your own business and with others as you're networking. And you're going to get to discover, you're going to get an opportunity to build yourself up. And, I mean, who doesn't want to become more developed? You want to develop yourself every opportunity you can get. You want to develop, fully develop exactly who you are, what you're supposed to be doing in this life. So Release Your Power is about developing, it's about personal development, and also that part of that is leadership development, relationship development. It's all a part of your personal development. So make sure you sign up for that. That's just $10 luncheon, and for some people you will be able to get a copy of the book if you register online. I said to the first 5 people who registered online, so I don't know if we hit that mark yet, they will get a copy of the book, Release Your Power. Others, the book will be there and it will be available for you to purchase, and the workbook and the CDs and the coaching. So I know you're busy because I know I'm busy, and that's why I wanted to take the time out to talk about how to get your time in order and how to make a plan for your day. You have to make a plan, but I suspect that, again, you can go to my Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Association website, and once you join there, there will be more forums and more talks there about the real-time planning. Release Your Power, we also have a power planner, so you can actually plan out your projects, plan out your strategies for how to achieve these projects, plan out your month, and even plan out your day. What is your day going to look like so that you have more time for yourself so that you can take care of yourself? Well, we've come to that moment where we have to say so long. But before I do that, I definitely want to remind you, don't forget to get on the list on Facebook. There are event pages for all of these different things. So make sure you get on the event for the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo happening Saturday, August the 24th, Newark, New Jersey, Marriott Hotel. We have powerful speakers. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant is our keynote speaker. You know, she wrote for 25 years for Essence to over 8 million women. She's empowered all kinds of people. We have Kawan Fitch coming from South Carolina. You know, she's an author, powerful women's organization leader. She's coming from South Carolina. She's an author of Confessions of a Welfare Mom, and now she's doing another book. We have Denise Jenkins coming from Cleveland. She is the founder and CEO of Beyond Abuse, one of the nation's largest abuse support programs, and she operates out of the Cleveland Clinic. Powerful, dynamic woman, and she's also the creator of the Sanctuary, an international organization that has healthy entertainment for your children, for your family. I mean, just powerful, powerful women that are coming from afar. We have Beverly Carter coming out of Maryland. She also has a ministry, a book, and other items, and a powerful speaker, powerful leader, communication expert, human relations, human employee relations expert, mediator, negotiator, awesome woman in leadership, powerful, powerful, powerful. And we have Francine Humphreys. She also is an entrepreneur, H&H Catering. She also is a pastor. She also has, she has other things going on as well. And then we have right here from New Jersey, Mary Ann Kochet. She's just releasing her new book, a college professor, a trainer for AT&T many, many years. These are just dynamic women. We also have, as well, Gail Campbell. She is a powerful business coach. And myself, of course. So we are very excited about what we're bringing to you this year. Our theme, Own Your Power and Hone Your Passion. The tickets are just $30. To register for that, you cannot, plus there's lunch included, you cannot get all of that under one roof for $30 anywhere in this country. Nowhere in the United States will you find this. We have vendors, all kinds of vendors, powerful vendors that will be there as well. And these vendors, vendor tables, we have a few left. They are just $50, and that's for Saturday, August 24th. So there's a lot to do. You can do this one or that one, but all of these are to empower you, to develop you, so that you can be the success that you were destined to be, that you are destined to be, and that you can connect with other powerful, dynamic, and destiny-oriented people. So that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.